This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. Don't let them take it away from you. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Friday. It's a party. Let's have some fun. We're gonna have
real
some fun
quick
right
before
now.
You get to the music. Oh, sure. If I could, a lot of people wrote in about the story we did on early voting, and the results are absolutely not released. They do for multiple reasons, including many people wouldn't vote if they knew that someone was already in the lead. On top
there
of the
go.
Fact that giving results would allow a candidate to go poll in a spot or campaign in a spot that they may be lagging. So,
well, I hope that information doesn't somehow get released. That's my fear. Like, okay, they clearly know who's trending forward. Someone knows. Like, let's keep those people under lock and key.
They're saying here they're not even allowed to. Some states aren't even allowed to open them or count them until election day.
Oh, that's great. Good. That's the way it should be. I'm glad to hear it. We don't need any more allegations of election corruption.
Right.
We've certainly had plenty of those. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need or want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, head to RadioAlice.com and look under the Feed Our Families tab. So, hooray!
Exactly.
We have new music today, and there's some weird stuff happening here today. We're going to start with a Prince Estate release. It's a brand new song, unheard track called I Need a Man. It was intended for Bonnie Raitt. As you know, Prince wrote for many other people, and the Prince Estate has released this previously unheard track, I Heard a Man, yesterday in advance of its inclusion on the upcoming expanded reissue of Sign of the Times.
A demo that he must have made to give to Bonnie Raitt then, right?
That's what it sounds like, yeah. I mean, we're about to hear it together, but I'm hearing it for the first time too, so it's I have no idea on how finished it is or what it sounds like, but this is what he was intending to send to Bonnie Raitt, Prince.
Got big money, tell me, is it true? Tell me that they're waiting in line just to get a date with you. Not bad to now, you gave $100 to a skid row bum. But let me tell you something, baby, if you think I'm dumb. Money's all you got, I don't want it. You can't make me hot, I don't need you around. That is strong. Ain't got time to fool around. I need a man.
So this is one of four songs that he offered to Bonnie Raitt, who was considering signing with his Paisley Park label. She ultimately went to Capitol, and that was when she had her big breakthrough. By the way, Nick of Time was that record. Give him something to talk about, I think, is on that.
Uh-huh.
But she considered it. She was considering it. She obviously didn't grab it, never put this out, but he wrote it for her. It was recorded January 2nd, January 22nd, 1987, engineer Susan Rogers, just months before Paisley Park Studios opened for business. So this is a new Prince tune, and it does sound, it sounds a little demo-y. It doesn't sound fully fleshed out, but there it is. I Need a Man. Next up is a band called Can of Bliss. And as Can of Bliss's mother, as Can of Bliss's mother, I'm not going to say too much about this. I'll let the song speak for itself. And I sent him a text and said, "Hey, we're about to play a song on the radio if you want to listen."
Any probably response? Sleeping.
No response.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's a little chunk of what my kid's been up to. This was his dad's birthday present, actually. Okay, go ahead.
You're calling me cringe. Yeah, I guess it's true. At least I'm not about to steal my children. Because I got for the kids by yourself. But if they're all rolled into a ditch, that's totally on poggers. I'm gonna run you over in my car like a fogger. Grab yourself a cup, yeah, I'm pouring hella lager.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome to my channel, I'm a vlogger.
So I am not in any position to make any comments on this.
Hold on. Let it roll, Sarah.
I'm not high anymore, where's your weed trick? Chorus coming back on me, sounding like Green Day. You're calling me cringe? Yeah, I guess it's true. At least I'm not about to feel the right choice. Because I got rid of the pitch for yourself. You're a girl,
we're going to
a ditch.
There you go. He's rocking out. Of course, I love it. I'm his mother. You are free to have your own opinion about it.
I'm not his mother, and I love it. I think it's great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I really like it.
For sure.
I like some of the lines in there. They're funny.
Doesn't it kind of sound like a video game?
Mm-hmm.
It does, right? I'm sure that's what he was going for, right?
It kind of reminded me of like a parody song. Like, he obviously is making fun of people. That's
right.
Yeah, but I liked it.
Oh, thank you.
I would have liked it more if it was his voice on top of all that electronic, instead of like, there's some, what is he going through? Some kind of harmonizer,
auto tune or something? Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah.
Right. I know. I think he's got a really good voice, and I hear him singing just around the house all the time. But you know, this is what you can't tell the artist, right? They got to do what they're doing, and that's what he does. Here's another local kid. This is someone. She's a follower. She's a listener on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. Her name is Lila. And she's got a son who is, let's see, they're from SF. The kid's name is Lance Redeker. Am I doing okay on that name?
That's right.
And he's released an album called Holbrook. And we thought, what the hell? Let's. This person is a dedicated
a
listener
local
and
artist.
Follower. Here we go, local artist.
Here is Alyssa.
I'd ask you, no, I'd tell you. We've been here before.
His voice.
I love his voice. He's great.
You are something more I could wait for.
I pulled two. So that one was called Alyssa, and here is 2:30 a.m.
It's 2:30 a.m. Hope I see you on my screen. It's too early. It's 2:30 a.m. Gotta figure it out. We're running out of time.
So there you go. The album is called Holbrook, and that is Lance Redeker. Were you able to find that on iTunes?
It was on Amazon Music.
Okay, great.
So I'm sure it's on
Apple as well.
Go Lance.
I know, it's exciting. Alicia Keys has a new record out. This is her seventh album. It's called Alicia. And here is what Alicia Keys is up to these days.
Here is Underdog.
What hers was, he gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. One conversation, a simple moment, the things that change us. If we notice when we look up sometimes, they said, oh, we're
cover me, yeah, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream that I've been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers trading at the bus stop.
Sing we have heard this.
Young
teachers, good.
Student doctors, sons on the front line, knowing they don't get to run. This goes up to the underdog. Keep on keeping that what you love, and you'll find that someday, soon enough, you will rise up, rise up, yeah.
All right, give me another one. Let's hear some more Alicia. That's a good song.
This is good job.
I see your light in the dark, smile in my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, no, I love you for that. Honest and
bless
selfless. I don't know if this helps it, but good job. You're doing a good job, a good job. You're doing
okay,
a good job.
All right, this last one is called So Done featuring Khalid.
I didn't mean to go so far.
That's nice. I mean, it's Alicia Keys. That's, you know, if you're a fan, you're probably going to like that, huh? So Alicia Keys, her seventh album, Alicia. Next up, this chick, Ava Max. This is a debut album, but apparently she's had some pretty good-sized streaming hits. So I looked up pictures of her this morning. She actually reminds me of like a cross between Lady Gaga and Ivanka Trump with a bad haircut. She's got, you know, one side of her hair is cut sort of shoulder length and the other side's really long. And even when she puts a wig on, that's what the wig looks like. It's, you know, that's her thing, I guess. So this is called Heaven and Hell, the debut album of Ava Max. She's a Wisconsin chick, of all places.
Well, way to create some curiosity. As soon as you said those two things, I'm like, how does that mix?
Did you look her up?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Don't you think? I was like, yep. Oh, Lady Gaga and Ivanka.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's hear what she sounds like. Ava Max.
Here is Kings and Queens. This is a big hit here.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own. Can live without me, you wanna, but you can. Na-na-na, think it's funny, but honey, can run the show on your own.
I like it.
I love it.
All right, give me another one.
I'll show you how.
Here's another really big hit. This is called Sweet But Psycho.
Oh, all right,
she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
And oh, we've heard this. I've heard this.
Yeah.
Have I heard this on TikTok or have you played this for me?
I'm not sure. I just know I hear it all the time. I hear it everywhere.
All right, let's hear this.
Make you curse, but see a blessing.
Yeah, I totally know this song. I didn't think I knew this girl.
And I pulled one more just since you probably heard those two already. Here is Oh My God, What's Happening, but it's actually OMG, What's Happening.
Oh my God, what's happening? Thought I was fine. I told you I don't need your love like 3,000-4,000 times, but that's a lie. No, I can look you in the eye. Oh, I. Oh, I. So I did everything to push you all away. And finally you left and now I'm missing you like crazy in the cry.
All right,
like
there
it.
You go. That's all right. That's a little taste of Ava Max. Ace Frehley has put out a covers album today. Mm-hmm. Ace is still hanging around there, the original guitar player for Kiss. Origins Volume 2, a covers album, includes renditions of Jumpin' Jack Flash, Lola, Good Times, Bad Times, You Know I've Had My Share. Which ones did you grab for us today?
I pulled Space Truckin', Politician, and Kicks. Do you know any of those songs?
Oh, yeah, Space Truckin'.
All right.
Let's hear that.
Here's
Space Truckin'. Deep Purple, right?
Oh, is it? Yeah, maybe.
Isn't it?
I was like, well, that or Steve Miller. That's what popped into my head.
Well, we had a lot of
it sounds like a Deep Purple song, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's Deep Purple.
We're meeting all the groovy people.
feel like I get the idea. If you love Ace Frehley and you love Kiss, there's something for you.
Right. For the kids, Ace Frehley is why a lot of kids in the 70s took up guitar, because
that's
of Ace
right.
Frehley. A lot,
right, next,
myself included.
Right. The kids that loved Kiss. Joan Osborne, remember her? What if God was one of
yeah.
us?
Yeah.
Well, she's got a political album out called Trouble and Strife, and here's something from that. What did you grab? Here's,
take it away, I can get it.
Oh.
I read that wrong. Take it any way I can get it.
Oh, okay. All right. Take it any way I can get it.
I've been driving, unprotected striving, oxygen depriving, but I keep surviving. I got to be dancing. Give me one more chance and try to take a stance and get a little romancing. Because I'll take it any way that I can get in, and I'll get it any way that I can.
All right. There's a little taste of Joan Osborne's Trouble and Strife. They call it a political album here, so I guess, you know, if you're looking for that, it's available to you. So we're getting short on time here, Brinny. You want to just do like one from this one? Cat Stevens, who is now Yousef Islam. He's.
Oh, you know what? I couldn't find that one. That one, it seems all the stuff is like, it's old, and they're saying that they have a... But it's all
it's
like
really, it's a re-recording of his classic Tea for the Tillerman, which was 50 years ago. It has like a Wild World on there, Father and Son. It's got some of his old hits on it. I'm happy to skip. It's out there if anyone wants it. Let's do this one. A kid's album from Ziggy Marley. Not his first. It's called More Family Time. And I thought this should be a fun thing to listen to. Let's hear what your favorite was on the Ziggy Marley record.
Oh, my favorite. Hold on. Let's see. I know Vinny can get with me on this one. This is called... This is for kids. This is perfect. I'm probably going to play this later. Please Excuse Me, Thank You.
Oh.
See you every day. Please excuse me, thank you. Please, may I have some candy? Please, can I watch some TV? These are the words we use every day. Please excuse me, thank you.
And by the way, that's Alanis Morissette.
Oh,
oh really?
Oh, fun. Did he have a lot of guests on there?
Yeah, I pulled another one with Sheryl Crow. He has
all right,
a few guests,
yes. Let's hear a little more of this.
Okay, sure. I mean, I'm always making Cameron say please and thank you.
Of course.
Dude, I just had this conversation with my six-year-old yesterday. Like, this is so relevant to anyone who's got a little kid in the house.
Anyone with a kid needs a song like that.
Right.
Cameron, what do you say? You're welcome. I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
You're welcome for me being here.
Right.
Everywhere you
Where's
go,
my
featuring
thank you.
Sheryl Crow here with Ziggy.
Everywhere you go, my love will follow.
Ah, you get the gist.
Yeah, that seems repetitive. Kids love that. There's also a live album from just John Oates of Hall & Oates fame called Live in Nashville. So that's out there. And then I wanted to hear this one more song, Keith Urban. He's got The Speed of Now Part 1. This is his 10th album, but he's got
Speed
a duet with
now,
Pink.
Part 1, huh?
Oh, did you not grab this?
Uh-uh, I didn't. But,
damn it.
You know, it's cool. I have it
I'm
here.
So
Let's
sorry.
See. No, it's totally fine. And so what
I want to hear the Pink duet. The Pink duet. One Too Many.
Oh, that's not on his album here.
It says it includes his duet with Pink. No?
Oh, well, okay. Here's One Too Many. Here it is. All right, let's see. Right. It just doesn't say Pink on it right now.
Through these bloodshot eyes of mine, cold sober, you didn't like that I came home late
4 a.m., but it's a Friday, babe, and I've been working hard. Can't you give me some space that I'm shouting out? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go out with some new friends, but it just makes me miss you more, more. I spend all my money drinking on my own, yeah. In this bar, just sat here staring at my phone. And I keep second guessing.
Oh, sounds like pain.
That's great.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I think this is the song that they did together at the CMAs this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Oh, do you want to hear her somewhere?
I didn't want to call because I didn't want to fight. I swear that I was trying. Yeah. Everybody falls when the rent's a little high. And I never meant to get right. So out my mind.
Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Tiny smart home makes the news, among other things, after these messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.